I feel really, really good. Like, it's always nice to go with the British champs, win, secure your selection. And then, yeah, had Kitten out yesterday and it all started to feel a bit real. Third Olympic Games, like, I still don't really know what to say. I'm just proud, grateful, and yeah, it's such a great opportunity to be going to another Olympic game. So I'm just over the moon. Yeah, it's been tough at times. I think the first lockdown for me was the toughest because, you know, when we spoke, I was training in my garage on my drive, you know, pole vault. It's not one of those events where I couldn't do 90% of my training. I can't do gymnastics in my house. I can't pole vault in my house. So it was frustrating to just be doing something that I felt wasn't related to pole vault, but I kind of just realigned my goals, was like, I'm going to get as strong as I can. And actually, I feel like those 3 months in the garage have just almost spiraled out of control, and I'm in the best shape ever. And yeah, I'm really lucky that we had the facilities here at Loughborough University that I've been able to train uninhibited since October. So it's been like a normal year for me, and I've just been able to train, yeah, perfectly. Yeah, I mean, I'm really happy to have jumped 490. It's been a massive barrier of mine for a while. I've got close to it, but never managed to tickle over. And yeah, I'm ninth all time and third all time in Europe. I'm pretty, pretty stoked with that. And I think it's just testament to uninterrupted training, staying healthy. I've been able to put day on day, month on month, week on week, year on year of training, not missing anything through illness and things like that. And that's made a massive difference. And it's also made a massive difference to my confidence. I just come into sessions, I feel good, and I've just been able to build into such a great shape. I've watched the video back so many times and I just smile every time. It was honestly the best feeling, and it's what I do it for. I dream of those moments, and I said on my tweet, I have dreamt of clearing 490 and running off the bed, hugging my coach. I've dreamt about that for the last 9 years. And when I broke onto the scene back in 2012 and jumped 487, that was a crazy day too. And I honestly, there's been times in my career where I thought, am I ever going to beat that? And it's a bit of a running joke between me and my coach, like, oh, 487, when's that going to get broken? To finally do it, oh, I'm just absolutely over the moon. And I couldn't explain my emotions for like 24 hours after it, because it's not like I was emotionless. I had so many emotions, I couldn't describe the feeling. But now I've come back down to earth, I'm just really, really happy. I think, you know, having finished sixth and fifth at the last two, fourth in the world 2 years ago, I'm in the best shape ever. And I do believe there are probably five, six girls that can realistically win a medal, and I'm one of them. And pole vault is a funny thing, you know, lots of different things can happen on the day. There's lots of different variables. Someone could get sick or injured. And I definitely feel like I'm in shape to do a medal winning performance. And I just need to, my only goal going into the Olympics is to produce a medal winning performance, so somewhere between 80 and 5 meters. And if that's good enough for a medal, then absolutely great. But I think what I've been telling everyone is, I'm not going in saying I want a medal, because if I produce the performance of my lifetime, jump 95 and finish fourth, I will be absolutely happy with that, because I've done all that I can. Yeah, I think as a youngster, I always worried about what my competitors were doing. And I'm openly and honestly, when I say I looked at them and I was like, oh, they're jumping high and I'm not, and I'd feel bitter, I'd feel sick. And I looked at myself, and that's just not the emotions that I wanted to experience. So I worked really hard in 2017, 2018 to try and fix that. And now if one of my competitors jumps higher than me, 95, whatever, I'm genuinely happy for them, because the way I see it in the pole vault, it's me versus the bar. You know, we're not in an 800 meters and one of them's tripped me and I'm like angry at them. Like, it's me versus the bar, and nobody else can impact that other than myself. So why worry about them? And by doing that, I can be friends with them and sit there and cheer for them, because we don't affect each other really. So for me, I'm very intrinsically driven, and I've shifted that a little bit from being extrinsically driven back in like 2015, 2016, 2017, and it was really affecting my mental health. I was, oh, I need to prove to the media, I need to prove to this person, I need to prove to whoever that I can do it. And actually, it was really, really hard on me, on my mental health. So now all I care about is executing the perfect jump. And I have a couple of cues which are, you know, they vary depending on what I need to work on, but I'm stood at the back of the run and it's strong 8 steps, tall at takeoff, kick the leg, and that's all I'm thinking about. I'm not thinking, oh, I want to clear the bar, because that's obvious, I want to. But if I focus on these little things, that's the best way that I can execute my jump, and that's all I'm really thinking about.
And obviously there's game time, if you like.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, when people are at their first games, they can get a bit carried away. It's very overwhelming, and you can almost lose sight of why you're there and soak it in too much. And I'm not saying you shouldn't go there and enjoy it, of course, but For me, having been to multiple Worlds and Olympics, Commonwealth Games, Europeans, I know exactly what to expect. I'm very meticulous, and my kind of strength as an athlete is I leave no stone unturned. So for weeks now, I've been making lists of what I need to buy, you know, what I need to cover in terms of bases. And yeah, I think all the years of going to major champs, going to Olympics and experiencing that has definitely stands me in good stead. And I'm going there with a big, you know, advantage for that experience. Yeah, I usually sit down on a Sunday night and do a plan for the week, and something you'll always see in there is a lot of eggs. I'm really into my eggs, omelettes, I'll have them for lunch without fail, eggs for breakfast, and then also porridge. I'm a massive peanut butter fan, so I always like to get that in as best I can. So porridge, on toast, I even make like satay prawns. Anytime I can use peanut butter, it's in. Yeah, I mean, I played a lot of team sports when I was young, football, netball, and I absolutely love team sports. And although it seems like it's an individual, I don't know whether the pole vault is very unique and very different, but I can't be at a competition without my coach. It's very much a team effort. We always say, you know, I can feel but can't see, and my coach can see but can't feel. So together we make the perfect combination. And I have a massive team here, you know, sports psychologist, lifestyle advisor, strength and conditioning, physio, massage, and they're all part of my team. And we have a WhatsApp group, and it really does feel like you're part of a team, especially since I moved to Loughborough. When I was in Cardiff, a little bit segregated away from British athletics, it didn't quite feel as much as a team. It was just me and Scott, whereas now there's like 15 of us and we all get in meetings, and you really do feel like they get behind you. And after the weekend when I jumped 490, everyone texts me and they were just as stoked as me, so it is really nice.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Whoa, something clicked.